Next patient is Gloria Price, spelled GLORIAPRICE. Case number is 148002. Place is Sheffield Manor. Date is 1/12/13. And evaluation code number is 107. Evaluator's ID number is 060040. Gloria Price is a 66-year-old single unemployed African-American female who was seen by me on 1/12/13 at Sheffield Manor, and shows minimal, and her date of birth is listed as 8/3/1946. And social security number last four digits of 2044, and has Medicare. She's compliant and reason for evaluation to make an assessment of her present psychiatric functioning and the treatment recommendation. History of illness. She has a long history of treatment with antidepressant medications, and need assessment and treatment. History of illness. She reports to have had history of being treated for depression, but no hospitalizations, and has been placed at this nursing home for approximately 1 week. That was the last admission, and states that she was having problems with tightness of the chest and having feelings of helplessness and worthlessness and dysphoria and despondency, but no reported suicidal or homicidal behaviors, and still feels somewhat helpless at the present time, but no reported suicidal or homicidal thoughts or behaviors reported per nursing staff. Personal family history reports have been born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, and Detroit areas. Has one brother who is deceased and has a sister living, and had 2 years in college. Mostly worked in accounting. Last work was in 2004, and supports self on SSI. Reports have not been married, but has one son with whom she reports to have a good relationship. No reported alcohol or drug use. No reported problems with the law. Review of systems indicate that she has problems with diabetes without complications, and essential hypertension, gastroparesis, and kidney disease, chronic kidney disease stage 1, unspecified anemia, and with total impairment of vision in one eye, and reflexesophagitis, muscular wasting, and other peripheral vascular disease, and no known or documented drug allergies. She is presently on the following medications: lactulose 20 grams daily, Senecot as needed, calciferol 0.5 milligrams daily, vitamin D2, 50,000 units daily, magnesium chloride, 71.5 milligrams daily, hydralazine, 100 milligrams Q8 hours, fluoxetine, 20 milligrams daily, metoprolol, 100 milligrams, half twice a day, omeprazole, EC, 20 milligrams daily, Lantus, 15 units daily, metoclopropamide, 10 milligrams, 3 times a day, nifedipine, NIFIDE-APINE, 30 milligrams daily, Tylenol, 325 milligrams, Q6 hours, and Lantus, 410 units daily, and no laboratory data available in the patient's chart at the present time. On mental status examination, she is alert and verbal and appropriately dressed, and much of the information was obtained from the patient, and who reports that she has been doing okay and not having any trouble with sleep or appetite, but is having some other somatic concerns, and she wanted them to address those issues and concerns. Continues to be somewhat preoccupied and has some difficulty with cognitive functioning and could not cooperate with mini mental status examination, but knew the date was the 12th of January 2013. And is pleasant and cooperative. Screening for suicidal and homicidal risk factors is rather negative, and no reported or noted signs or side effects from past medication use, and has a great awareness of right from wrong and consequences of behaviors and consequences of noncompliance with recommended care and treatment. Diagnosed depression, depressive disorder not otherwise specified versus depression secondary to multiple medical problems. Access to none, three multiple physical problems as listed above, four placement in a nursing home, access five, 35 identified problems, alteration in mood, ineffective coping, self-care deficits, irritability, distractibility, and inability to cope or care for self, and treatment recommendation in view of her good response to fluoxetine, and there are no adverse effects, and as the benefits outweigh the risks. She was again educated about risks, benefits, adverse effects of the medication, which she acknowledged understanding and did sign the med consent, and to continue with fluoxetine 20 milligrams daily with periodic medication review and follow-up, and medical care to continue as per the medical consultants of the nursing home. Prognosis failed for remaining in the structure of a nursing home or guarded for alternative placement.